Day 29, Revelation 11, 1-13, ESV. The Two Witnesses. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there, but do not measure the court outside the temple. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed. They have the power to shut the sky, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have the power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every kind of plague, as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that rises from the bottomless pit will make war on them, and conquer them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city that symbolically is called Sodom in Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from the peoples, and tribes, and languages, and nations will gaze at their dead bodies, and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and exchange presents, because these two prophets had been a torment to those who dwell on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And at that hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. Today's passage dives into one of the most intriguing and challenging sections in the entire book, the story of the two witnesses. This section really zeroes in on how God's people are called to win victory for Christ, not through worldly power, but often through lives marked by suffering and a call to repentance, ultimately allowing God to use even death and martyrdom to draw people to himself. John sees a symbolic measuring of God's true worshipers, setting them apart, even as the outside world remains under judgment. Then God appoints two witnesses who will prophesy for a specific time, dressed humbly, but with incredible power. They can call down fire, stop rain, and bring plagues. They're bold, direct, and confrontational, constantly calling a stubborn world to repent. But here's the powerful, often difficult part. After their prophetic ministry, a beast rises up, conquers, and kills them. Their bodies are left in the street, and the world celebrates their deaths. It's the ultimate rejection of God's truth-tellers. However, the story doesn't end there. After a short time, God breathes life back into them, and they stand up, terrifying those who watch. Then they're called up to heaven, and immediately a huge earthquake strikes, killing many and causing the survivors to finally acknowledge God's power. This killing shows us aspects of both God's mercy and justice. It is in the numbers, which are always important in Revelation, that we can see the reversing of the judgment numbers of the Old Testament. This is accomplished by God working through the faithful witnesses that serve as a symbol for his church. What an exciting, albeit terrifying, opportunity we have as a believer to serve as witnesses to the glory of God. This whole story shows us something crucial. God often wins victory for Christ, not through earthly might, but through people who are willing to suffer, to call others to repentance, and even to face death. It's through their sacrifice and God's miraculous intervention that his power is most clearly displayed, drawing people to himself. It teaches us that our purpose isn't always to avoid pain, but to faithfully speak God's truth, trusting that he can use everything, even our ultimate sacrifice, to accomplish his divine plan and reveal his glory. Let's pray together. Lord, help me to understand that true victory often involves suffering for your sake. Give me the courage to be your witness, even when it's hard. Amen.